I just move this into a kind of a general common shared experience here that I think is going to be relevant. And that is the mind does and will create expectations because the mind says, you know, I got the world figured out. This is the way it works. My claim is that you have a much greater navigator than your mind. Let's go back to the story you shared the other night about the watch and the mine shaft. So the guy didn't tell his mates how much time was left out of a certain compassion, knowing that if they believed that their time was up, they would die. And they did. I mean, he did. They didn't. So, part of the point of the story is that, well, there's something mysterious about the story, isn't there? How is it that by not knowing something happened, namely the survival of those people, that was, by the standards of the mind, impossible? Mind says, well, I understand how this whole thing works. There's a certain amount of oxygen and so many cubic feet of airspace, and these people are breathing it in at the rate of da-da-da per da-da-da-da, and therefore, in such and such time, they're going to be dead. Now, the mind has a big investment, a huge investment in protecting that view of the world. That's how it works, it says. It's just the truth of the matter. And it is so invested in that view of the world, you would rather have those miners die than have that challenged. And the guy who really bought it died. And the people who were blissfully ignorant of that lived miraculously. Something happened there, very mysterious. Something that the mind and the scientific view generated by the Western mind can't explain. There's two things there. One is that view of the mind, which is called understanding, well, it has certain usefulness, but it's in a very narrow range. And it has some big areas of life where it is not so much useful as it is the opposite. If the miners in the shaft knew what time it was to die, they would have died. And that would be scientific fact. But something happened that flew in the face of that, and something, as I say, very mysterious happened. So the other thing to notice about the story is, as I say, that the mind has a big investment in its own narrow view of how the world works, and it gets very defensive of it because it's scared. It's scared that it doesn't really have it figured out. Because guess what? It doesn't. So now translating this into tonight, which is the night before, you know, the day that, the last day, we're getting ready to go back. This is something very important. I'm very pleased that you brought this up because this is something we need to talk about, particularly tonight. You have to realize that every one of us has a mind that's going to be doing the same thing. Every one of us here is experiencing something mysterious. And the mind is challenged by that. So it's going to try and prove it wrong. It's going to try and defeat it. And one of the ways that it does that, it says, well, I got things figured out, and if this is for real, it should turn out like this. That's called an expectation. It's a setup. consider in your own life experience how often any expectation you've had has turned out exactly the way you expected it to. It doesn't, does it?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. Why? Because the world and the way the world works is so much vaster than the mind can even begin to understand, much less predict, much less control. Thank goodness. So, it's very important to recognize, if we want to get, let's call it, the maximum benefit out of our experience here, we want to be aware that your mind is going to be attempting to defeat it. And one of the ways it defeats it is by making an expectation, which is a setup, because expectations never work out. But if you take the expectation really seriously, like, oh, that's the real truth of it, and it needs to work out that way, otherwise it's blah, 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 well, guess what? It's guaranteed it's not going to work out exactly like you expected it to. Now, there's two ways you can go with that. You can say, okay, well, then obviously it didn't work. And either, you know, you tell yourself whatever story you want about it, like, you know, Talon doesn't know what he's doing, or this is a sham, or, you know, let's be real, or like, that was a lot of fun, and we had some good food and a few laughs, but now it's back to how the world really works. Or some other version. When you're doing that, you're like the miner putting the watch on. When you're really focused on what I expected didn't happen, you're going to miss that what did happen may be much greater than what you expected. But all you're going to see is it didn't work out. And therefore, your mind just says, see, figured out, back to business as usual. Which is business as usual that you want. Why bother spending the time and the money coming to a place like this? This is a place and a setting which opens up the possibility, the opportunity for something mysterious and wonderful to happen. Something quite different that will change your life in a beneficial way. How long will it take? You don't know. What exactly will it produce? You don't know either. It's mysterious, and my advice is keep the question open and let your experience show you. Taking the demonstration of your own experience is so much better than figuring anything out here. So, it's a real good question. There is some method to the madness of not feeding the mind too much about this stuff. But I do want to point to this, because this is something that everybody wants to be a little bit smart about, so that you can actually outwit your own mind. Because in these matters, your mind is not really your friend.